at 7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses and check them out at McCoy Outdoor Company. And what a perfect day for the Fishing Report on this National Go Fishing Day. The star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Arriscato. Good morning.
Wait a minute. I thought every day was National Go Fishing Day.
It is for you.
It is for you.
Are you kidding?
Is it really National Go Fishing Day?
It is.
They have a day for everything.
Yes, they do. And sometimes they have competing days, things going on the same day. But we'll talk about the fishing part of it or the catching part of it. Talk to us. How's it been this week?
Oh, it's been great. You know, of course, you guys know what the weather's been like first thing in the morning. It's just been phenomenal for, the second, almost third week of June. Just phenomenal. And, you know, with that, the fishing's really been good. There's just huge numbers of trout, you know, pretty much everywhere, you know, the point to where, you know, it's you really have to go through some fish sometimes to get your keeper fish if you're keeping fish, but it's still a blast catching them. And today we're using half live and half artificial, like we were just talking about. The artificial bait's been just about as productive this morning as the live, you know, so but fortunately, live bait's been real plentiful. If you want to get it, you know, all the shops have been getting it, good local shrimp. The water's real salty everywhere, and, you know, so you're not going to have any problems just, you know, putting them in, you know, bay or sound water, wherever you're getting your water from, you know. But we've been doing all shallow water, super shallow water fishing this morning because the tide's so high. And that's what I like to do is to get up in some of this real, real shallow stuff early in the morning when the tide's high like this. And I know that's probably not the textbook way to fish in the third week in June, but it's worked really well. And one of the things I noticed this morning when I was getting some live well water is the water temperature is really staying down. It feels to me, I don't have my transducer hooked up right now, so I can't tell you exactly what the water temperature is, but it feels kind of cool for a third week in June deal right now. And I think that's probably helped. That and the high water is probably what's helped the shallow water bite all week long. You know, and the other thing too, we had that storm a couple weeks ago, and I think, you know, with that, there's a lot of oxygenation. Get a lot of Gulf water moved in here, especially when we get them to the west of us, you know, and we get the high water side of the storm, and that brings in some cooler, you know, Gulf water, and I think that helps out a lot too. But anyway, all of it, again, come together for some really, really fantastic fishing. You know, when the snapper days are shut down, the inshore fishing really has been getting it done for us.
Well, looking at your picture, and we'll put that up as well with the report of that slick. So y'all are chasing slicks this morning. Explain to people what that is.
Well, what happens when a trout eats a prey of whatever, a shrimp or a minnow, whatever he eats, he ingests, he has to swim to force that whatever he's eating down, and they ingest water. Well, when they expel that water, it's mixed with the digestive fluid, and that creates the slick. And so what we do, we had just a little fairly light wind this morning, just get a little upwind from, you know, where you see what you think is a fish slick. You want to make sure you're upwind from it, and you drift until you hit the schools of fish. And it's really a fun way to find fish in shallow water. And a lot of times you can pick up slicks even in the deeper water. You know, they're doing the same thing. It's just you have to factor in the water column and the current and the wind much more so on a deep water bite, because you got to picture that oil, you know, rising up through the column. So you got to kind of do a little geometry and logistics and everything and figure out, you know, where they are. But it works the same way in deep water. When's the last time you heard geometry and logistics when you're talking about a fishing report?
Only with you.
And yeah, so I kind of nerded out on you a little bit there, didn't I?
Bad. Birds of a feather, my friend. All right, tell folks how to get a trip booked with the A-Team.
The easiest way is just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website. It'll have a Contact Us tab, and you just either call us with the number or fill out the little form, and Ms. Kim will get you fixed up.
I love it, man. I'll let you get back to it. Sounds like some happy folks on the boat this morning, so y'all get back to catching.
Okay, buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Arriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby's got on his boat, other than the live shrimp, at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. All right. Yeah, it's perfect. We had that report on this National Go Fishing Day, which, by the way, we've got a contest coming on Facebook we're going to tell you about in a little bit. Get your fishing pictures ready, and you could win. We'll explain more coming up in just a little bit.